All right. Hello. Welcome back. Not going to say another edition because I don't know what this is called. I really just lately, I don't know, what has it been, last 4-5 weeks? I don't know, something like that. I've come on here and whatever subject I'm thinking about, you know, I just kind of openly free for all and see where it takes us. So without further ado, I'm just going to talk about the subject of being alone. I usually, like, the thing that I talk about each week is, like, usually a concept that I'm trying to grab or, like, something that I've been going through recently or, like, you know, maybe evolving my viewpoint on a certain topic. And this week, again, just kind of random cusp idea, I'm going to talk about being alone, because I wouldn't say that I've been struggling with this per se, but I've noticed this thing happen where, so like Monday through Friday is obviously my work schedule. Monday through Thursday, I go in at 11 a.m. and I get off at 7 p.m. And then on Fridays, I go in at 5 a.m. and I get off at 1 p.m. And it's weird because like throughout the week, I'm preoccupied. I'm doing some things in the morning before I go to work. Other than Friday, I wake up and literally have to get my ass going and get up there to Norwalk. But yeah, like I'm usually busy up until or relatively busy getting things done in the morning before I go to work. And then I'm working for 8 hours. And it's not until I come home later that night and I'm, you know, I may have a few hours to watch a little bit of YouTube or be on my phone because I don't get on it all day until like I like have time to relax. It's not until the nighttime where I feel this like sense of loneliness that can kind of creep in. And it's like, I want to preface, it's not like the type of loneliness where you feel any sort of depression or it like levels you. It's just like this general sense of loneliness where, you know, I'm not in a relationship right now. The only time that I really see my family members or my friends are on the weekends, and even then it's a little scattered. Like on Friday nights, you know, I might even not even see anybody. I might just like go to the gym and get my walk done and then come back to the apartment and chill. But there's this sense of loneliness that always kind of creeps in and gets to me. And I don't think that I'm necessarily desperate to like get a girlfriend or, you know, to have like relationships with people. Although like that's something that all humans need to thrive. It's just something that I've noticed inside of me here recently. And like I said, it only really creeps up when I have that alone time to like think about it. And I watched this video yesterday on YouTube by one of my favorite YouTubers, Elliot Hulse, who's really helped me out a lot in my process and development of becoming, you know, a young man. And oddly enough, it was on this subject, which is like something that I've been kind of thinking about over the last 3 weeks, ever since I got my new job and like how to kind of deal with that feeling. And he said that, you know, there's two different types of this. There's being alone, which is a very neutral statement. Like if you're just being objective about your experience, like I am right now, and I haven't been around anybody today, I would just say I've been alone today. Like I've been hanging out with myself, doing my own thing, enjoying the weekend, made some breakfast, had some coffee, watched some YouTube videos, listened to some new music. So that's like the objective way of looking at it is you are alone. I am alone right now filming this, but you guys are watching me. But then the trouble that we get into is we like associate some type of meaning with that. And then we judge it and we have opinions about it and we get hung up. And that's what causes like that emotional stir where then it's like, okay, now I feel lonely. It's like, so it's just really interesting how he described it. And I think that was the one of the best videos that I could have seen in that moment. Not that I was really struggling with being lonely. It was just like this persistent loop that I kept going through each and every day after I got off work and I came here. I noticed myself, I don't know if this is the right way of putting it, but like somewhat wishing for affection or like to be noticed on social media, have somebody reach out to me. And then I got to the point where I recreated my Hinge account, which is a dating app, but like I haven't used it for a while. And I was like, you're just feeling lonely. That then you go and, you know, create these situations for yourself where you have to compensate for that loneliness by being distracted on a dating app, which dating apps have never worked for me, and I don't think that they're the right place to meet women. Or then you distract yourself with, you know, social media, which the only form of social media that I have is Instagram. I think YouTube and sometimes being on Netflix is okay. Like, yeah, it's usually for a form of entertainment, but you can find some educational content on there. And really, after a long day of work where I've interacted with a lot of people, when I come home, I don't really want to be talking to people. I kind of want to do my thing. So, like, that's okay. I don't think that's bad. You would just need to have a balance on top of your consumption of how much you're, you know, watching YouTube or getting on Netflix or social media. And by no way, shape, or form do I think, like, I'm consumed with those things. I'm just saying that we, as people, we like to not feel any pain or any resistance or anything that's uncomfortable. And so, like, in that space of, like, trying to filter through those emotions and asking yourself, you know, why do I feel lonely? Why am I creating this feeling? Instead of doing that, instead of asking those questions, instead of coming to terms with just our objective reality, which is I'm alone right now, you know, we avoid that uncomfortable aspect, those feelings that don't make us feel very good that oddly enough we created. We numb it down with, you know, all different types of vices like alcohol, social media, porn consumption, bad food, like all that stuff. And so I don't know, I just wanted to talk about that because it's just again, I don't think I've found myself in that extreme level of like getting depressed by the fact that I'm lonely. It's just when you're alone long enough, you know, we're all humans. We're very social creatures. It's not out of the ordinary to say, hey, like, I'm kind of tired of being alone. Like I would like to be around some people. I would like to be in a committed relationship where there's trust and there's loyalty and love exists. Like everybody yearns for that. We're humans. That's part of, you know, that social desire and then that connectedness that brings us a deeper meaning in our lives when we can share our experience and our reality with another person, whether that be through an intimate relationship or just relationships with your friends or, you know, being around your family. All of those things provide that internal sense of meaning that we're always kind of looking for. And those aren't the only ways that you can get it. Surely for me too, like I've gotten that through my connection and my relationship to God, but I'm just saying that, we have to be able to recognize in ourselves, like, and ask ourselves the proper questions when we feel that way. Why do I feel this way? Why is this feeling arising? Am I creating it? Is there a more productive use of my time? Am I getting too distracted? Am I giving into my temptations and my vices? And you have to be able to ask yourself those questions and then be honest. And then in that process, you can actually come up with the real answers and the real solutions that are going to allow you to be more comfortable with the time that you have with yourself. Because, and this is part of the latter part of that video that I was watching from Elliot Hulse, is like a lot of people view, like in our society nowadays, they view being alone as a very scary, intimidating place to be. Again, just being objective, like being alone by yourself. But in my personal opinion, because I always thought that I was an extrovert growing up, and as I've gotten older, I'm now starting to think that that was complete bullshit and that I'm actually very much an introvert. And introverts still do need social interaction. They're just, because they like being alone doesn't mean that they shouldn't be talking to people. Everybody needs some form of social interaction with another human being. There, I mean, there are billions of studies that state that that is really good for our mental health to be around other people and to think about, and just bounce ideas off of another person. But, fuck, what was I saying? This is the hard thing, is I never have the script. I never have something right in front of me. I just kind of go for it. I don't really remember what I was saying. Being alone. I was saying something about me being an extrovert, now being an introvert. So people are... We've deemed it in society that that's a bad thing. A lot of people are scared or intimidated to be by themselves. But what Elliot Hulse was saying at the latter half of that video is, you know, it's actually really good for people to be alone. Like, especially if you are an extrovert and you spend a lot of time around people, like, you should challenge yourself to isolate and to see how you can grow in that regard. And then that's like the flip side for introverts. If they spend a lot of time with themselves, they need to challenge themselves constantly to get out and be around people to increase their social skills. And what comes out of isolation period and, you know, embracing, if you want to call that pain, or you want to call whatever resistance you're getting from those uncomfortable feelings, there's a lot of growth that takes place when you get out of that season in your life. And what I think I'm starting to realize, again, I'm very early into my new job at Anytime Fitness. Like, the routine and the schedule hasn't really been formed. And so I think once I get that created, I might be able to figure out ways, not necessarily to avoid that feeling of being lonely, but once I get that shit down and I've been there for, you know, let's just say 2 months, you're going to figure out like the times that you can spend with people, so you're not sitting here at the end of the night or like on the weekends, you know, feeling sorry for yourself and you feel lonely and there's nobody to hang out with. So it's one of those things that's really going to take time, but I also want to challenge myself, as I would challenge anybody else that's watching this video, that you, it's almost like a mind trick. It's like this mind hack that you have to go through. And I'm not saying it's easy by any means, because it's something that I still have to practice. But whenever you feel lonely, you really have to understand, and again, question and ask yourself why you're feeling that way. But you have to understand that you're creating it. You're creating the problem for yourself. If you are stoic and you just sat there and you were objective and you analyzed the situation for how it is, you would just say, oh, I'm alone right now. But everything that proceeds after that is brought by our own doing, by our own thoughts, by our own reactions to our thoughts. We create that emotional stir that makes us feel lonely and makes us feel sad. And everybody gets lonely from time to time. Maybe sometimes it's justified. I'm just saying, it's something I've noticed almost every day, like the weekdays, Monday through Friday, when I have that little bit of alone time, at the end of the night, I'm like, dude, like, why don't I have somebody to come home to, you know? And I don't know. I think a lot of people have this issue and they haven't really addressed the reason why it keeps popping up. And I've just noticed inside of myself over the last 3 weeks, it's kind of been like this steady feeling that arises. Again, I don't think it's gotten to the point where I really have to make any big adjustments on it, but I'm willing to recognize the fact that it does, it clusters my headspace when I allow myself to get all these feelings about being alone. It's like, no, just be objective. Like, you're alone, there's nobody around you, and that's totally perfectly fine. And if you go through that, you deal with it, it's just a temporary season of your life that at some point, you know, when you're ready or when the right girl or the right set of friends or whatever circumstances it is, when that comes along, you've been tested because you have become comfortable being by yourself, that now you can be yourself around other people and not need affection and need attention and you know, become dependent and needy. That's why so many people my age, I'm 25, they're in relationships or getting married because they're so fucking codependent that they can't even deal with themselves and their own thoughts because it's so uncomfortable that they compromise and they date down. They date people that they know are not good for them, but it's like they go with whatever comes first. And it's like, you know, and maybe some of those people truly are happy in their relationships, but I don't think they do enough internal work or spend enough time alone to really enjoy their own company, do shit on their own and have fun with it, that, you know, then when you get into a relationship or be around people, there's nothing to prove. There's nothing that you need from it because you have everything from yourself. And maybe that sounds cliche and too optimistic, but I think it's kind of the laws of nature. Certain religions and our ancestors practice this, you know, that's what the monks did. They would go up in the mountains and isolate themselves. I mean, some of the men too, I mean, they would essentially just eliminate themselves from women altogether. And, you know, some of them, maybe that was their choice for the rest of their life. And maybe some of them, they were only going to do that for a temporary period of time before then they found a wife or something. But I think it's useful. I think it's really good. And I think everybody should challenge themselves to do that. So that's the topic for this week. Again, something that I'm still kind of like figuring out. That's why I apologize if I seem kind of scattered with it. It's something that I'm trying to figure out and how to handle, but that's just where my head's been at for the last week or so, and something that I've kind of been dealing with. But I think it's going to get better with time because I'm now really starting to recognize what some of those triggers are and some of the things that I need to eliminate. And I want to challenge myself to just embrace that feeling and sift through it and then like see what happens afterwards. Because I think anytime you're in a painful situation or you got some like mental resistance or there's a little bit of a challenge going on in your life, it's more important to lean into it because it's not really about what the hell the problem or the issue is. It's about who you're becoming in the process, because inevitably you will get through it. You know, a lot of people think that they're not going to get through it, but they will. I mean, it's just like, oh, you're just alone. Like, you know, start exploring different things, try different habits, explore different hobbies, you know, try some different hobbies you'll grow from it. You'll grow from it. You'll get through it. I mean, it actually, you know, in spite of all the things that could happen to you in the universe and all the hardships that you could go through, it's probably, you know, if you had to rank order it, it's probably very low on the list, being alone. Everybody should learn how to do it because it's great for you. I personally, even though I like talking to people, I like relating to people, making connections and having deep talks, being an introvert, dude, there's a lot of people that piss me the fuck off, and I just want to stay away from them because it's like I can only handle people so much, you know? So that's my advice. Again, sorry if it was a little scattered. Sometimes these videos and topics and ideas can be a little scattered because it's not fully formed in my brain, but that's why I'm bringing it to my channel, to kind of iron things out and see if you guys have any different takes on it. I would recommend, though, like, if you guys have any suggestions for videos, if there's any questions you have for me, any topics that you want me to explore, I'm very open to changing the format. This is just kind of like how I've been rolling for the last 4 or 5 weeks. I enjoy doing it, you know. I wish that I would get more feedback from people and see if people actually like what I'm doing, because I'm putting these out as YouTube videos, but it's also becoming a part of my podcast, because I haven't really done any podcasts with another person. I'm just kind of doing solo podcasts talking about these things. So I would love to bounce ideas off of other people. As always, if you're new to my channel or the podcast, please subscribe, please like the video, share it with your friends. If there are people out there that could benefit from the message, just talk to them about it. You know, I mean, fuck, you could even just share it on social media. It shouldn't take too much time, and I feel like I don't ask too much of you guys in that regard, and it's just the easiest way for me to get more traction and then bring on new viewers to check out the things that I'm putting out, because I'm not at the level where I can like do big advertisements, or it's not even me trying to make money. I'm just trying to get the message out to the right people. I'm trying to reach that certain audience, people that are improving their mental, physical, emotional, spiritual sides. I feel like I kind of really fall into the category of like wellness and improvement and self-development. And again, sometimes that can be a little bit too toxic if that's all that you're talking about, but I don't know. It's the things that light me up, that I like to talk about. And it's usually revolves around these types of subjects. So I'm just here to help people, man. And I would love for the message to get spread out to more people. So if you guys could do that for me, that would be a solid, but yeah, that's the video for this week. I will see you guys on the next episode of whatever it happens to be. I hope you guys are all healthy, doing well, and kicking ass. Yeah, that's it. See you guys on the next video. All right, bye-bye.